Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In this week's episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about how it's better to be interested than interesting. Why? Because it's not about you. And when you try to make it about you, it becomes kind of boring and unappealing. And conversations matter. And I'm going to give you a new perspective. If you're new to this podcast, I'm really excited that you're here. We're in our eighth season. We're ending our eighth season. And it's around the holidays. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I'm super happy that you're here. I hear more and more from people like, oh, I listen to your podcast. And it really motivates me that we have a loyal and small and growing following. Please spread the word about this podcast, not because I'm trying to get advertisers, but because I'm trying to help people become intentional communicators. How you communicate matters. It drives a lot. And people do it poorly. They don't think about it. And that's what I want to help. As you may know, I've written a book called Brief. This came out over 10 years ago. And that's about clear and concise communication. About 5 years ago, I wrote a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. It's around all the clutter and distractions and disruptions and just how our mind is consuming stuff that's just, we're scattered, honestly, and how hard it is to focus and pay attention. And then most recently, a book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And those three books form a collection called Clarity at Work. And if you want more information on that, go to thebrieflab.com and there's a collection you can purchase. It's a really beautiful 10-year anniversary book collection called Clarity at Work that I designed, and I think you'd really enjoy it. Maybe give it to a gift to somebody so you can help them. Okay, so here we go. We're talking about a topic that, for me, it was inspired years ago when I was on a flight. And back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, but after COVID, back in the day, airlines would have in-flight magazines. So there I was on a Southwest Airlines flight flying from Chicago at the time. I was living there and I don't know where. And I pulled out the magazine, and this is before, in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on airplanes. So you kind of read what was in front of you. And I read this article and I'll never forget it. I remember reading it, remembering, I'm going to remember this for a long time. I ripped it out of the magazine. I probably shouldn't have done it because nobody else could have read it, but I think I may have even just kept the magazine, but I ripped it out. And in the article, I recall the author talking about his mom, and I don't know, maybe they're from New York. I don't know where they're from, but I remember he was describing like his Jewish mother and how she cared for him so much. And she gave him such great advice and how she was a huge influence on his life. And that she said to him, son, it's better to be interested than interesting. And that really stuck with me. It's like, wow, that's a really, well, first of all, it's a great turn of phrase, but like, what do you mean? And if you think about it, this is a mistake that most people make in conversations, is they try to be interesting. I had a conversation with a person recently, and he was going on and on about, you know, his accomplishments and his connections and his achievements and his what his businesses had done. And it was just really honestly all about him. And at the beginning, I suppose it was a bit interesting, but after he went on and on, it just kind of got boring. Honestly, I'm like, I got it. You know, a lot of people, you're important. You've got a lot of connections, but he just kept on going on and on. And he was trying too hard to be interesting or relevant or have authority. I don't know, but it was just kind of unappealing. And there was just no, on his part to me, looking back in that conversation, there was just like no curiosity of him towards me. Like he didn't know anything about me. He didn't ask any questions or very few. And he was just talking about himself the whole time. And that got me thinking, you know, I should probably do a podcast on this because there's conversations that we have. And right now, as I'm recording this, it's a few days before Christmas in the States here. And I'm going to be hopping on a plane here in a few hours. And we're in the holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving and we have Christmas and there's all these holidays, right? We have New Year's coming up and there's Hanukkah. I mean, we're in full blown social holiday season get togethers with family and friends and whatnot. So I started observing this in some holiday parties, and it really started to become something that you just look at and you're like, okay, something's wrong. You know, you gather and people just don't have any skill in focusing on somebody else other than themselves. I'm just thinking, like, I just had conversations with, was more to a party a few days ago. And I don't know, I suppose I was thinking about this podcast and I did an experiment. And I started noticing during this event, this gathering, how many people, like what they talked about. And a lot of it was just sort of small talk about this, that, and the other thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. They were talking about, you know, a football game or the weather or travels or just this, that, or the other thing. It was nothing good or bad. It was just small talk. But what I noticed was nobody really asked any questions about, like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time, so what's new in your life, and what are you doing, what are you up to, and nothing. And then I'm like, oh, hey, maybe that's one person. And it turns out, like, just very few, if anybody, really had any interest in, you know, what my wife was doing, what I'm doing, like, nothing. And I started thinking, like, okay, what, on their drive home, what did they learn? Nothing. What did they talk about? Themselves, you know, mundane things. And it got me thinking about this lost art of about being interested in other people. And I think that it actually is really interesting to do that. So I think the, you know, one of the first things is to be interested in somebody else and to make it about them, the other person, and not about you. And I started to do that and I made it an effort. Okay, so what do I know about this person? Where are they at? When was the last time I talked to them? Where are they going? How is their life? What are their new relationships or connections, or, you know, what's happening with them? And some of you might be thinking, well, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because if I do, it's going to be super painful. The point here is that this is a lost skill. People don't do it because it's difficult. But to be really human, to be connected to somebody, is to learn about them. And people just don't do this. I saw this Instagram reel recently, and it was precisely about this. There was a guy commenting with his wife about driving home from a party. And he's like, nobody asked anything about us at all during the entire evening. Not one person. We did, because we do this. We ask about the other because we're interested in other people, but there's no reciprocity. So I think the first thing is to really, ask yourself this question. Am I interested in other people? Do I want to learn more about them? Do I care about them? Am I curious? I think curiosity is an important thing. Care and concern, you know, do they drive me to turn it away from me? And I think the second thing is, it's not about you. It's not a competition. It's about them. Just make it about them. Just, and I did that. I tried to just say, you know, I'm not going to see if, you know, in every conversation when something was said, how can I make a reference to, like, well, that happened to me too. Or I'm trying to compete or turn the conversation back on me so I can, like, at least get some of it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to interrupt curiosity. I'm just going to, I really want to learn more about this person. Maybe, honestly, I'm the only person that has ever done that, or I'm the only person that does this to a person. Like, how, if this is a reality that people aren't thinking about other people a lot, think about how little people are learning about other people. Like, you don't know anything. Like, you know, what's the last thing that they did before the holidays, or what's a big plan they have for the new year, or what's new with, you know, their siblings or their kids or at work. And then when you start to be interested that way, I think people make the mistake of they don't go deeper. And that's my third point, which is, okay, if you make it about them, really make it about them. Go deeper. Like, well, why did you do that? Or was that hard? Think of it like you're going to write a story. You know, did you learn anything from this conversation? What happened? Like, tell me more. And just, I think that the people that I've met in my life that have done this to me, it's fantastic. It's just because it's so rare that people express this interest in other people. And I think that's the most interesting conversation, is to be with a person who's really interested in other people and to see what you can discover in asking the next question and going deeper, learning, being curious, I think is a really good way of looking at this. Do I want to know more? Well, don't disguise that for, do I feel like learning more? Do I want to know? This is a decision. It's not a feeling. Interest is a decision. It's not a feeling. You know, in the courses that I teach, we have exercises on what I would call, and I wrote about this in the book Noise, called present listening. I don't know if I coined this term. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But present listening is the gift of your attention, and you do it in the present moment. So it's an act of decision where I'm going to give the gift of my undivided attention to another person in the moment. I'm not going to be worrying about the next 10 minutes or what happened 15 minutes ago. I'm just going to be present. And if you think about that, that's like a professional listener. That's the skill of really listening well. And to be interested is to do that. And it's not a feeling, though. It's a choice. I choose to do it. And at this event, I just chose to do it. And it was fun, honestly, because you're bringing a gift, you're giving a gift to somebody, and you're not expecting anything in return. Just give it to them. And if there's a return where they ask you, great. And if they don't, you're teaching, you're showing them by example what it really means to be interested in other people. And in, like I said earlier, it's rare, and it's a dying art, and it is in serious decline, because people really, sadly, in professional circles and social circles, they just kind of focus on themselves. Like, what's my problem? Now, you might be thinking, well, all I'm doing is feeding that. And the answer might be maybe, but you're trying to break a cycle by giving good example, which is, what does a great conversation look and feel like? And actually, what ends up happening is you become interesting. That's not your primary intent, but it is the topic of the podcast, which is, it's better to be interested than interesting. And this is what ends up happening, is by doing this consistently, to be interested first in other people. Think of it like you're managing people. Am I interested in my employees? Do I know their spouses' names? Do I know where they went to college or school? Do I have any sense of their background or upbringing? Do I know where they were born? Think about this, like, fast forward 10 years from now. If I worked with somebody for a decade, how much do I know about them? How curious have I been over time with that person? And that is lacking. It's certainly lacking professional. I think there's so many people that work together that we know very little about. They haven't gone deeper, that follow-up question, that next thing. Because the conversations sort of sit at the shallow level, and the superficial makes people's relationship kind of superficial too. The connection, whether it's in personal lives or in professional settings, is weak. Those bonds are weak because those conversations, which can really forge those bonds, never really happened. That everybody ended up sort of sharing, like, the mundane level, talking about themselves and, you know, in the weather, but not going any deeper. And I think that the irony of brief is that those short conversations can lead to longer ones, but ones that people actually want to be in. So this is, I think, a driving force that could really make a huge difference for you, but also for them. So if you think about, if you really want to be interesting, this is a way of looking at it. Try to be more interested in someone else. Now, that would be somebody that I would really find interesting. Just saying.